Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, please. david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, at podcast. As always, fmr.co.za. What am I talking today? That's Wi-Fi troubles, and it's the question I'm most often asked. How do I improve my home Wi-Fi? The short version of this answer is don't go out and buy a Wi-Fi extender. It generally won't improve your Wi-Fi. There are edge cases where it may, but it's unlikely to be your problem. And let's do a little bit of troubleshooting here. If your browsing or internet are slow, let's start by looking at the service that you're buying. And these days, if you're on fiber or a 5G fixed line, that's unlikely to be your trouble. However, if you are buying a bare minimum of 10 or 20 megabit per second line and you have many devices, you may be in trouble right there. But if you're buying an appropriate bandwidth for the number of devices you have, and note, I didn't say the number of users you have. And think about that. Typically, we have a phone and a laptop, maybe a smart TV or a tablet, maybe one or two smart devices. Perhaps even your fridge is Wi-Fi enabled these days. You may not be buying a big enough pipe, and that is the metaphor to think about. And think about it in terms of plumbing. While we're on the plumbing comparison, you probably have two sets of plumbing in your house. Thin or 15 millimeter pipes for your taps and appliances, and probably a 25 millimeter pipe for your main supply to your bathtub. And the Wi-Fi world, we have the 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi channels. And a good router that you probably have already will offer both an auto switch between devices. Now, the difference between the two essentially is 2.4 gigahertz is slower, but it goes further. It struggles less with concrete and getting to your garden, etc. The 5 gigahertz is way faster, but struggles with your household geography. If and only if you're having trouble, split them, if your Wi-Fi allows it, and separate their names. And when we broadcast, we have something called an SSID, and that's the name of your Wi-Fi. Then connect your slogging devices, such as your home automation, to the 2.4 gigahertz channels. And many of these devices can usually only connect on 2.4 gigahertz, which is why it still exists. But you can take advantage of this. Save the 5 gigahertz for the stuff where you notice speed. And here's the reason. Unlike plumbing, your Wi-Fi will slow down to the speed of your slowest connecting device per channel. It's just the way these things are built architecturally. And now I'm oversimplifying things, but I'm giving you a practical way to look at it. What you want to do is leave your fast and latest stuff to use the fancy 5 gigahertz, and you may just solve most of your problems. Lastly, if you can easily run any devices by network cable, do so. It will save Wi-Fi contention and is just way faster and way better always. If none of this works, or if your home has masses of reinforced concrete walls or is over 200 square meters, considering getting a mesh network system, such as the Amplify system that I run, Google Wi-Fi, or the highly regarded TP-Link Deco systems, Asus, Zen Wi-Fi, or dozens of other well-regarded systems. These actually work, and what a mesh system does is most of these devices have multiple receivers and transmitters in each device and multiple devices that go in different rooms, and it allows devices to be handed from transmitters to transmitter as you move through your home or as signal increases and decreases due to whatever reason in your house. Something like Wi-Fi extenders you think they do, but they just don't do. And lastly, if you are going to get a mesh system, consider linking them by network cable. And that's a long way of saying this should solve 99% of people's problems out there. Your mileage may vary. And that's it for me this week. It's been David Dundee. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, fmr.co.za. We'll be right back.